Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM, getting you set for week two of high school football on Friday night. Now it's time to talk with ACCHS head coach, that is Cody Techmeyer. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, a great first win as your first time as a head coach here at ACCHS last week. You got it done over Valley Falls, 44-16. Just so many takeaways from that game, but you've had a little bit of time to digest that win now. Just what were the few key takeaways from that week one win?
You know, it was one of the better team wins that I felt like we had, or I've had in my coaching career. Like I said, it's the first 1-11 man, so it was pretty sweet. We took the ball first, asked the boys on kickoff, the seniors, if they wanted the ball, and they said yes. And you know, we took a couple plays, got positive yards, and then we kind of had some miscues up front, miscues in the backfield, and then we ended up turning the ball over on downs. And then they took their first possession and then scored. At that point, I was like, oh, man, are we going to be able to, you know, battle through adversity? Are we going to be able to handle each other? There was some stuff going on our front line. Kind of called them over after that touchdown and talked to them and said, fellas, we got to sit together. We got to figure things out up front, communicate with each other. And pretty much from that point forward, we controlled the rest of the game. So it was really good to see us, you know, kind of wake up and see who we are, battle through that first little adversity, and then show signs that we are able to completely dominate a game if we want to.
Yeah, how good was the defense? You hold Valley Falls to less than 100 yards of total offense. Just talk about that unit and what you saw from them.
The defense, that was kind of one in question. My biggest question going in was kind of our conditioning. You know, are we going to be able to go four quarters and handle, you know, a team that has a lot of athletes on the field, especially with Evans as fast as he is? We really flew to the ball. We really tackled well. The team just seemed like we had 6, 7, 8 guys with the ball at all time. Our D line was excellent. You know, we did not give up much for rushing yards. And I know we had, I think it was 4 or 5 sacks on the night. And a lot of those even were coverage sacks, where our coverage, you know, it was the first time playing the coverage we did. And it was very good initially. So it gave us time to get our D lineman there. Just as a unit, I thought the defense played very well.
Give us a player or two who really stood out to you in that game.
Offensively, both our running backs, Easton Schlesbaum and Justin Vester, were equally as good. Both were over 100 yards. Both had at least 2 touchdowns. They were very patient when they needed to be, and they put their foot in the ground and got north and south when they needed to be. They had great vision all night long. They saw cutback lanes, and they just did a great job taking care of the ball as well. And defensively, you know, like I said, our D-line was very good. Justin Vester probably led us in sacks and possibly tackles altogether. I don't remember right offhand. But even Vince Webb was really good up front. He was in on a lot of plays and helping with those sacks. Just all in all, I think, you know, defensively as a unit, it was fun to watch.
Well, it's a very important matchup here coming up in week two in terms of NEKL play with you guys hosting Jefferson County North, and the Chargers looked so, so good in their win over Pleasant Ridge. They won 62-0. What's the early scouting report on the Jefferson County North Chargers, and what can you tell us about them?
They're a very good team. A lot of options there. They're as good as I thought our running backs were. I mean, these guys on film, they put their foot in the ground and they go. There is no hesitation. They're strong. They're physical. They're aggressive. They do what they do very well. It's kind of tough to up front. They're big and they kind of get blocks. And when the running backs find a hole, they put their foot in the ground and they get downhill fast. And like I said, they got several guys they can get to. I know the quarterback's a stud. They hand the ball off to 2, 3, 4 different guys. And the matchup should be tough. We're going to need a big night from our front line again. And backers got to fly to the ball and tackle well as well.
What kind of advantage does a team like Jefferson County North have when they bring back as much experience as they do, the amount of seniors, the amount of guys who had all-league experience a year ago? I think it was like 7 or 8, more than any other team inside the league. But just having that experience back, what kind of advantage does that give them?
I mean, anytime you return that many guys and that many guys with that amount of playing time and that amount of recognition from the league, you should be ahead of everybody else just because those kids know what it takes. The leadership there should be easy to come by because you've got, like you said, 7, 8 guys that that can step into that leadership role. I mean, if one guy has an off night, there's six other ones to step in and you know, pick up the pace for him. So that's very tough. I mean, once you return that many, you know, we only have four or five guys that saw time last year. So we're still trying to figure out who's going to be the guy. And I think they haven't figured out who can be the guy on every given night compared to, you know, like I said, if one guy has a bad night, somebody else is right there to pick him up. And that's pretty rare this day and age in high school football.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, just what's it going to take? A few keys to this one, a very big-time matchup here for league play early on in the season. But what's it going to take to go out there, home field advantage for you guys, but to get the win here on Friday night?
Definitely got to take care of the ball. We did a pretty good job of that on Friday night. We didn't have an actual, you know, we didn't turn the ball over, no fumbles, no interceptions. We did have a couple fumbles on punt returns, but we ended up covering them back up. And I think that'll be key. Just doing the little things, taking care of the little things, and controlling the game would be my biggest thing. You know, we did a good job of that, of moving the sticks on Friday night. Taking care of that ball, like I said, and that's just the biggest key for me is when we have the ball, the other team can't score, and that's how I want to run the ball, especially against another really good team. Try to keep it out of their hands as much as possible, and then on the defensive side, just rally, tackle, fly to the ball, and don't make mistakes.
There it is, ACCHS head coach Cody Techmeyer joining us here on our Coach's Insight program. Big win in week one last week over Valley Falls, and a monster matchup inside the league with JCN coming into town on Friday night for week two. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.